A third grader from the West Lyons School District was the fatal victim of an accident involving a car rear-ending a stopped school bus. The accident happened Friday morning and is being investigated by the Iowa State Patrol. The student was a passenger in a car, and there were no other students injured on the school bus. The collision happened on County Road 850, about 4 miles west of Highway 18. West Lyons school officials say that they have had grief counselors at the school today on Friday and will continue through next week. State lawmakers, Representative Dr. Tom Gennery and State Senator Jim Carlin will hold two legislative town hall meetings scheduled for this morning. The two will listen to constituents' concerns at Hinton and at Merrill. The first town hall meeting will be held at the Hinton Community Center beginning at 9 a.m. The two state legislators will follow up with a meeting with the at the Kissinger Community Hall, lower level, at Merrill, beginning at 10:30. State Representative Dr. Tom Gennery says that these will be the last town hall meetings to be held during the legislative session. He says that town hall meetings are beneficial for him.
Yes, I enjoy meeting with the constituents because you get to have face-to-face contact with them, and they can ask you about different legislation, and we might not always agree on everything, but it's a good time to have a debate. And a lot of times people don't understand all of the legislation, what's in it, and so forth. And that gives us an opportunity to explain everything to them.
The Iowa legislature dealt with a bill this week that was near and dear to Dr. Gennery's heart. Gennery is a retired dentist, and he says that he was consulted by several of his fellow legislators when they debated whether or not dentists should be allowed to administer the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yes, it passed overwhelmingly in the House, and it passed out of committee in the Senate. It hasn't gone for a floor vote, to my knowledge, yet. But what that will allow dentists to do is to administer flu vaccine and the COVID-19 vaccine. If you deliver that vaccine in a dental office, the patient has to be 18 or older. If you are in a public health setting, then you can give that vaccine to any legal age.
Lamar's Republican lawmaker says that the State House was looking at ways to widely distribute the administration of the various vaccines. He says that most dentist offices, may only be able to handle the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as they may not be equipped to handle the others.
How that came about is, before there were so many people that wanted to get the vaccine and they just couldn't. So what we did was said dentists give probably more injections than any other healthcare profession on a regular basis. And we offered to go into a public health setting and help those folks administer that vaccine. And I wholeheartedly support that in the public health setting. I don't know how many dentists are going to actually want to do it in their office, because depending upon if you get the certain kind of vaccine, you have to keep it at a really, really cold temperature, like 40, 50 below zero, and it would be a bad thing to try to store that. Not too many dental offices are going to have the facilities to store a vaccine at that temperature. So, but all in all, I think it's a good thing and another way to get more people vaccinated.
Gennery is one of two dentists that are also state legislators. A bill that was passed this week in the Iowa House will help protect farmers from animal rights protesters when transporting livestock animals to market or other designated premises. State Representative Dr. Tom Gennery of Lamar says that the state legislature approved House File 655.
That will affect a fair number of people here in our agricultural community, because what that does is agriculture animals are able to be transported throughout the whole entire supply chain without being held up by animal rights activists. There have been cases where people have blocked lanes and roads and so forth of farmers trying to get their livestock either to a different facility or to market or something, and that prevents them from doing that.
The Republican lawmaker tells of the penalties associated with the bill for those people who violate the act.
The penalty for the first offense is an aggravated misdemeanor. If you are arrested and found guilty a second time, it's a Class D felony, so which is a fairly significant deterrent. Farmers just have to be able to get their livestock to market or wherever they're taking them, like from one facility to another, without having to go through all that.
Northwestern College's online RN to BSN program has recently received some high rankings. Northwestern's program of Orange City is ranked 25th in Intelligent.com's list of the top 50 RN to BSN programs. Only one other Iowa school is ranked, and Northwestern's program is cited for having the best digital practicum. The Intelligent.com ranking is based on flexibility, faculties, course strength, costs, and reputation. Northwestern's RN to BSN program is also ranked as the third best program in Iowa by RegisteredNursing.org. The website notes that the degree can be completed in 2 years or less. Practicum experiences are tailored to students' schedules, and the curriculum is faith-based. RegisteredNursing.org bases its rankings on factors such as accreditation, graduation rate, and affordability. Dr. Carrie Stamer, the director of Northwestern's online RN to BSN program, says that we are excited to receive these strong external validations of our program. They align with what our graduates say about how our program enhanced their nursing skills, prepared them for leadership positions, and strengthened their faith. We strive to meet working nurses where they're at in their educational journeys and walk alongside them throughout the process. And we focus on specific assignments within the areas that students want to learn more about. And we help them develop a deeper understanding of holistic care. Northwestern's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education and approved by the Iowa Board of Nursing. Northwestern is also an approved institution by the National Council for State Authorization Reciprocity Agreements, enabling the college to offer online courses and programs to students residing in other participating states.